Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
To get things started, where did you get the name Squid Black?
It's a reference to ink. So on certain technical pens, they will say what kind of ink is in it, and the pen along the side of it would say squid dot black.
That's a pretty good title for that pen. Your company offers a total of 3 packages, what I'm seeing on the site, for creative parties to choose from, but there isn't any pricing.
Yeah.
Is this due to which artist's style they choose?
Yes, that is correct. Usually what happens is, so a client will want to go for sort of a variety. They may want somebody very, very famous or experienced to do it. They may also just have a lower budget. So we'll either find what they need or we'll find what they can afford. You know?
It does look like your talent pool is very full of multiple different types of artists. I know this is that the critic is to choose their style, but I mean, do they choose their style or do they choose the artist specifically? Or is there like kind of like a way in the middle they choose?
Usually what happens is we talk to them about what the project is and how we think it may impact them. We sort of do consulting with them in that way. And then we sort of help them. We either guide them through a style if they have no clear agenda themselves. Usually it starts with a stylistic approach, though, before the artist. So we're kind of clear on what they're really after.
Gotcha. Is it possible that due to the projects of the artists, you know, when they choose who they're going to use, if they choose someone who's got a lot of projects, that their work might get postponed or held back because of that?
No, because we only offer, one of the things we do is we, before we get to the stage of the artist, we ascertain their availability and give a timeline. So we have not had any problems with that yet, but mainly because we stay very open with communication between the artist and the client about the project, and they always know where they are. So, you know, sometimes if the client is in a great deal of a hurry, we might find ourselves sort of reworking things a little bit, but, you know, that's how business goes, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, like if we need an artist to come off of a project to help us instead, then, they'll retailer their price to us, and then we'll talk to the client about it and see if they agree.
Gotcha. On the side, it mentions a lot of the process of creating the book, and not as much after it's completed. I see mention of publishers, distribution, and retailers. Does your company also help with those facets as well?
They do. They do. We have deals in place with a number of publishers, mostly independent publishers. You know, again, it's one of those things where every publisher requires a certain amount of discretion about it. So we've tried not to focus quite so much in the short run right now on that, in the hope that we can, suss out how to deliver that information a little more effectively. So at the moment we don't really have a whole lot on publishing, listed, you know, but we do have deals and we do make them happen. It's just, it's always different, you know, if that makes sense.
No, yeah, of course. Considering the idea of, you know, publishing, distributing, and retailers going forward, you guys charge for the creation of the project. And then once it's basically created, if it goes forward to the point of being distributed and retailers, do you guys take an apportionment of the money brought in from that, as well as kind of like a handling fee, or is there, how does that exactly work out?
We have two basic models that we approach this with. The first is called the turnkey, which is basically the client or whoever is sort of behind this would simply pay us a very specific fee to handle the entire thing. We would negotiate it for prices for artists and they would go forward with that. And then it would just be a flat fee. And then we have no ownership after that. We don't keep anything of the IP, and we don't get a percentage on the back end later. We arrange the deal with the comic book company, and then the client, the original owner of the IP, moves forward with them, and we assist later in advisory capacity now and then if needed. But it's pretty much a straightforward deal. They keep their own intellectual property. We just help them develop it into this format. They pay us, and we get out of their way. You know, like I said, unless they need us. And then the other way we do it sometimes is we've we sort of help develop a property where we do have an investment in some way. And we have three of those right now that we've just begun with. So we're going to see how those work out, you know. But up until now, it's just been a very straightforward, you know, deal.
Perfect. That actually kind of brings up a little bit more of a question. The package offered mentioned like 4, 6, and 12 comic book run options. I know that kind of seems like a little, but it really is, you know, a lot depending on how you're formatting it out. If the parties involved wanted more, is that possible? Is there more of a long-term kind of like plan you could have worked out with them?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the one thing is we really kind of just put that on the website so that people would get an idea of how we could approach it. From you'd be surprised how people, they like to see some kind of a configuration in order to sort of have a place to begin. We've got a couple of prospective clients we're talking to right now who want to do a year-long run of several books at once, and so that's turned into sort of a more of a longer-term deal if it all works out, and we're good with that too. You know, the thing is, we just need to make sure that, you know, the talent pool we work with stays consistent through it, but as long as we keep everybody sort of in the loop and informed, and everybody is open about communication, and then they don't take other jobs or whatever without, you know, talking to us first, then it should be fine, I would imagine. So
for a bit now, a lot of people have been going to Kickstarter, cropping up, you know, trying to put out their own comic books. Would you recommend that people who want to produce should go to your company instead of going to Kickstarter?
Actually, I think what I would suggest is that they go to Kickstarter to raise money and then come to my company. You know? I think that would be great. So it's a great idea. The whole Kickstarter idea is awesome, actually. I mean, it just depends, you know. So, I mean, if they want to do a development deal with us, then maybe we can help them in a different way than Kickstarter would. So,
would a party that wants to, for instance, basically fund their project through Kickstarter, be able to work with you guys to pay a smaller fee just to get some concept art done at like first, so that way they could put that up on the Kickstarter, or would that not be a possibility?
Absolutely. Oh no, we do that all the time.
Perfect. Yeah, that's the main thing. If anyone wants to do a Kickstarter, they're going to have something to show the audience, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No. It's, you know, the thing about doing early stage development in general is that the idea is sort of to pay less for this one component so that you can build out an investment in the larger project. And that's one of the main reasons why people would come to us in the first place to get a comic book made. If, say, you are, for example, a film producer, an indie film producer, and you're trying to get investment in your screenplay, you know, but your investors keep telling you if only it was based on a pre-existing concept or property, some proven metric could be in place for before we would invest in it. And so a lot of screenplays wind up just, you know, dying on the vine right there. And, you know, but then like a lot of investors will also say, if it was based on a comic book like Men in Black or something like that, then we would take a chance on it. And so for a significantly lower price, we can make that happen and get it published. And then we take it over back to those investors and then they might be more inclined to do it. So we've already done like two of them in that exact model so far, and it's worked precisely like that. Both of our clients did get the investment later. So
nice
for their movie, I mean. So,
and if a person wanted to basically do a 12 comic book run and it was successful and people liked it, and they came back later, say like another year later, and they decided they wanted continue the work again, would they be able to, for the most part, to be able to pick up with the same artist and work again, or would they might have to wait depending on the situation?
It would depend on the availability of the artist. Yeah, definitely. They could, in theory, certainly. You know, the one thing about it is, like some of these illustrators, if it's a year later, you know, it's often difficult to tell if that individual is going to be there, you know, or if they're going to have done something else, or be contracted on another project.
Of course.
At the time. But, you know, but we would open up a line of communication and a calendar with them and see what they are up for. And as long as everybody stays sort of in the loop on it and informed, we can probably get them back, you know, and do it.
So on your larger packages, you guys mentioned world building, and you talk about it in depth as helping build the world for larger scope projects. What made you guys want to include that as part of the package?
We kept getting people asking us about it. we were talking about the comic book thing, and we were like doing that, and then people would come back and say, well, we have a video game concept, but we need to figure out the back end of a number of sort of storyline logistics. And so we just brought in two guys who are awesome at it, and that's been good and sort of a surprise. So, lovely. Now,
you have a lot of really talented artists and a lot of people that are, already basically accomplished. Would you guys be willing to hire independent people who haven't really done a lot of work or are trying to break into the industry as long as they have
Absolutely.
The talent?
There's so many great, artists who have had no chance. I worked in the comic book industry myself directly as an illustrator for many, many years. And I can tell you, I know that hunger, to do the best you can and then, and build it out into something. So we definitely could and would and have already. So, we kind of, on the website right now, we've sort of featured people who have a little bit more name recognition for that reason. But we have an entire pool of other illustrators who are affiliated with us who we can contract. So.
Awesome. Was there any other things you'd like to point out about the site or options available for the people who are interested in working with you guys?
Yeah, we also, we've been investigating going into coloring more too. So just in general, like for other companies, directly for comic book publishers and stuff. And we're going to launch that and then see, how we can go,
Perfect. So. Well, thank you for your time, Michael. I really appreciate it.
Eric, thank you.
No problem. And keep making some art happen, okay?
Thanks so much, sir.